Why are we not delivered from the thorn in our flesh? Well, the answer is easy. We are commanded to take up our cross daily. Were we to be delivered from personal sin that antagonizes us, then we wouldn't be taking up our cross daily then, would we? And I'm the first to admit it. I struggle with sin every day. Sometimes I get the victory, and sometimes not. But I guess that's the point, isn't it? The Lord Jesus told the Apostle Paul this, after Paul gives us a story about a man who went to the third heaven. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 2 through 10. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. And such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such an one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to beat me or to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord three times, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. When we discover our weaknesses, then we, well, hopefully, realize that we cannot survive by the strength of our own arm to win the battle with our own minds or fight a carnal battle with spiritual weapons and vice versa. And that's Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 12. We must continue always to rely on the Lord Jesus alone. His grace is sufficient for us, even when we cannot fathom it. I will be preaching this Saturday.